This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got on again, off again relationships and some great voicemails about sharing the bathroom and uncomfortable friends that want to be lovers. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Let me say it right off the bat. Thank you to the listeners. We grow every week. It's pretty insane how this podcast is doing. It feels like I'm just talking in my room with some buddies, and then all of a sudden they come out and you're like, into it. It's crazy. So thank you for listening. I mean that sincerely. This is coming out on Tuesday. We're taping it before I leave for Chicago. So I'm guessing that let me get my DeLorean. We are in Chicago taping a live J Train podcast from Zany's in Old Town. I'm assuming my nuts were feathered. I'm assuming that I spent all night on stage, bent over, the crowd cheering. Let me hear the crowd cheering. Just like, I'm sure this is how it went. I'm sure I went on stage, I bent over, and just two nuts were out of the back. And a glowing ovation came over the crowd. I have a feeling we don't prepare any of this ahead of time. But Shelby and I become one brain as this podcast moves forward. But I'm assuming that you guys had a good time, and I'm assuming I had a great time. So I want to thank you. I'm doing it in advance, but it's not in advance because it comes out. It's like Inception. So thank you for coming. I'm sure my nuts were feathered to the extreme. If you're listening, Feather Nation out there, you guys, I got a hat that's out there. We made a feather hat. And it's meant to be insider. I wanted it to look good and not say my name all over it, say podcast all over it. I didn't want you know, no one likes to wear the swag. You want the swag to come to you. You want people to come to you and go, ooh, what's that hat? I like that. And then you have a story behind it. That's how I made the hat. It's a big feather on a black hat. It's stylish. It's cool. I'm putting out the link on my Instagram, at Jared Fried. You can find it there. Go become a part of Feather Nation. But last night, I'm sure you guys came out. Here's how I'm sure it went. Shelby, ready? I went on stage. I said, welcome to the J Train Podcast. And then they started clapping. And then I bent over. I pulled down my pants. And I took my nuts. And you know, like how you can have nuts come out of the back if you push them back to the behind your legs? Looks like a dog's nuts. That's how I pushed them back. And then the whole crowd passed a feather around as they clapped and just feathered me. There's the crowd. Feather, feather. And they're going crazy. And at this point, there's a huge feather. We brought a big palm-sized feather. And whoever, they just keep passing it around and just tickling my nuts. And that's all we did for an hour. So on Friday, you can listen to the live version of that. Friday, the live version, Chicago, J Train Podcast Live is out Friday. I'm very excited about today's guest. Also, make it your Instagram story. If you're listening right now, take a snapshot. Make it your Instagram story. Let people know. That's how you really feather my nuts. Let them know. Tag me. I'll send you a little heart back. And it's like we're besties. Let's get into today's guest. A return guest at OKP, original key player. Ryan Reese, thank you for coming on.
It's an honor to be here. Or yeah. Maybe I'm not here. I'm not entirely sure.
You're here, but it's in the future. I gotta tape ahead. We got to get ahead. I don't want people waking up on a Tuesday morning without their cup of J Train.
I so hope you kill a hooker this weekend.
I know. No.
That they use this tape as Exhibit A.
Like, well, he was definitely in Chicago.
Do you want to hear about how arrogant this guy is? He thought he could get away with anything.
He's doing stuff. He's speaking to himself in the future. Ryan Reese is on Twitter. He's also on Instagram. On Twitter, he's at Ryan Reese. Super funny comic, awesome guy. You're going to love him. Go follow, go support at Ryan Reese. And on Instagram, I was looking it up as I was getting into the feathers. It's RR Comedy. That's RR Comedy on Instagram. And if you go look at his Instagram, his last six picks are from him on the Seth Meyers show. You did a set on Seth Meyers. It was great. I tweeted it out. You can go to my Twitter and find it, but go find it on Ryan's Twitter. How was it? Did you enjoy? You had a good time? And also, Google Ryan Reese, Seth Meyers, and it'll come right up, and you can watch his set.
Yeah, man. It was. Yeah, I'm slowly releasing the photos. Just one day at a time.
You are slowly releasing them.
You got to collect it all.
Yeah. This is going to be the... It's like when a girl gets married. Comics treat their late night photos like a girl treats her wedding photos. On a tough day, you're like, you know what? Let me go to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Oh boy,
get my dopamine.
That says a lot, man.
I would do the same thing.
I got an ex-girlfriend who got married in October, and like once a month, she's tweeting out these photos. I'm like, it's been a while.
What? It must be a rainy Sunday. Sometimes you'll get the 3 years later, and it's not on the date 3 years. They'll be like, 2 years and 95 days ago, I married my best friend. It's like, oh, they must be in a fight.
Oh, no.
Shit's bad.
Yeah, she was doing stuff for, like, Woman's Day. It was, like, her and her bridal party. And I was like, what? Like,
you're That was her bridal party. It was a march.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God. Talk about a tough one.
Well, you know, that's who she is. She needs the attention. She's like, I need to tweet out something.
See, to me, someone who needs attention, you're doubling up. You've taken Woman's March photos and had them on the same day as bridal party photos. She could have had two different sets of likes.
No. She's not. She wants the best photo. She wants the photo of her on a wedding day, the best looking one.
She wants the one.
You know, I don't think she's taken any photos since her wedding.
It's just wedding photo, flashback Friday, throwback Thursday.
Yeah, but enough.
Totally Tuesday.
Enough about the one that got away.
How was the set? It's great. It's so much fun. It's funny. It's great. You should all go check it out. Google Ryan Reese, Seth Meyers, also at Ryan Reese on Twitter, RR Comedy on Instagram. Get anything happen. Seth was now you warm up the crowd. You're the crowd warm up guy for that show. And
for that show.
For people who don't know, if you go to a live taping of any show, they bring out a comedian to come out and get the crowd warmed up a little, because comedy ain't just thrown at your face.
Well, no, it's a little more than that. Like, okay. We all consume massive amounts of content, like television shows, film, whatever. And when you watch this stuff, you're generally not screaming at the TV or clapping or laughing out loud. So you've trained yourself to react a certain way when you see a certain person.
Interesting.
Has to sit passively. So a warm-up comedian goes out and really just breaks the ice. Gets them going, gets them laughing, gets them used to the idea of a joke. It's like hosting. It's like being the first comedian, same technique.
And you come out, and is there points where you come out and you're like, listen, people, you're part of the show too.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to let them know.
Absolutely, right up front. But I also do a couple of jokes that will be in line with the type of material that Seth's going to be doing. Because if he says something shocking and it's the first shocking thing they've heard, it's going to fall flat.
And you don't want that.
Nope.
You got to take that out.
I take that hit, man.
Well, so that's interesting because Seth Meyers has gone very political.
Yeah, but he's still got edgy jokes.
No, they're very edgy. Yeah. He does like a Trump segment.
A closer look.
Yeah.
Which it's really a political segment. I mean, it just happens to be a lot about Trump.
I mean, now,
Trump,
yeah.
Because Trump is the news.
He's the news.
Yeah.
So you go do your set.
Go do my set. Well, the warm-up or the set?
Who came with you?
Who came with me? Seton Smith.
Okay.
Who's Mulaney.
Very funny. He's been here before.
Mulaney's opener.
Yeah.
Who else was Somerville? Mike Somerville?
I love Mike. Been on both past guests, repeat guests.
Sean from Gotham.
Love Sean.
Sean?
He's the best. Sean. That's a great person to have there.
Sean. Sean's great, man. He made me laugh.
He's the best. That's a great, you know, and he's like a even-keeled guy.
Yeah.
You want that in the room.
Yeah.
Someone who's going to be like, you're going to be good.
And Allie Breen. Do you know Allie Breen?
I know Allie.
Allie Breen, Boston chick.
So you go do the set. Are you nervous? What, you know, this is the late night moment. So you've dreamt of this in a certain way, right?
Dreamt of this, but even more pressure, I know the people at the production, so it's kind of like you don't.
Oh, it's like doing it for family.
Yeah, it's like doing a family show, man.
People don't understand when you do stand-up, they're like, oh, your friends and family there, that's great. You're like, no. You want strangers there because there's, with stand-up, and sometimes this happens with podcast audience, they know you so well that they're like, there's less illusion.
Yeah, you know? Well, there's less credit given.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah,
I know this guy, and oh, I know what he's doing, and it's a heightened version of yourself.
Yes.
Even like, you know, when I go do stand-up, I see some people that are like very much into the podcast, and they come to a show, and I'm like, and I can see them, they kind of like look like my brother. You know, like they're like, okay, this got to go well, you know, and I do understand that. So you want like, but I'm sure the crowd reacted great and it sounds good and that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. It was a ton of pressure. Right before I went on, a couple things happened. Like I forgot every joke I knew about 10 seconds before I went on.
Really?
Yeah. Allie was running through the stuff with me and she's like, you're getting everything wrong. And I was like, oh no.
Oh my God, I would poop myself.
Then when I went out, I couldn't find the mark on the stage because they had showed it to me with the lights on, but it's black tape on a black floor. So when they showed off the lights.
And this is a stage you've been on a million times.
Every million times, but never with the lights off.
See, to let people know, if you're listening now, this isn't like a comedy podcast. We don't usually talk about these things, but it is such a big moment for people. And I was happy for you.
Thank you.
And it's cool because, you know, I'm at the Cellar. I'm watching you work it out. I'm watching you do it. And you see how people are changing it. And it's like, for me and you probably have some connection. You have connection to this too. It's like you're watching someone prep for their bar mitzvah. You know? Like
exactly. Thank you for putting that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you're watching them, like, you know, get nervous. They're like, oh, it's not. You know, at 13, when you're getting ready for a bar mitzvah, this is really excluding some people from the audience. But I'm saying, you're like, oh my God, I got to do this for family and friends. This is my big out there moment. I got to say this stuff in front of people. And then you're like, I suck at it. I forgot everything. Then you remember everything. You have moments of confidence, moments of not confidence. And then you're switching things up. And then you get to the moment and it's done. And then you get all this praise and then it goes away.
That's it.
And it's a weird thing.
It's a weird kind of freight trainee, just downhill kind of thing.
But
it went great.
I'm pumped for you. So go check it out at Ryan Reese on Twitter, RR Comedy on Instagram. Let's do some emails. But first, we got, if you're listening on a Friday and you're in Chicago, I'm still there. I'm at Zany's St. Charles tonight and tomorrow night. If you're in the area, Zany's St. Charles location.
He actually has a ball tickle issue right now. He's been tickled so hard the night before.
There's a divot in my nuts. I'm at Zany's St. Charles, and listen, we have a voicemail here at the podcast, okay? We've used it here and there, and the response has been, you know, good to fine, okay? I want to push this voicemail because we got a lot today, right, Shelby?
They're really sending them in.
Thanks, Shelby. And you can send yours in. If you have a voicemail, and listen, you could be out at night and be like, I got a question for J-Train. You could be, you know, in your bed hungover, I got a question for J-Train. I don't want to move my fingers. Take this number, put it in your phone as J-Train. I'll be there for you anytime, right?
Yep, as long as you keep it to a minute and a half. Yeah,
shorten them up for Shelby, okay? 347-669-8252. 347-669-8252. Plug that in right now. Use that 15-second button to go back and get it again. 347-669-8252. Also, the email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's start with a voicemail because we got a bunch now. Let's do it.
Hi, Jared and Shelby and whatever guest is currently on.
Ryan
I'm
Reese.
Calling because I have a bit of a question. I have been friends with a guy for about 4 years now. He's originally a friend of my ex's.
Ooh.
And that ex and I dated for a long time, and so, you know, always around his friends.
Yeah.
And so after we broke up, this was the only friend that stayed in contact with me.
Wow. Yeah.
And he's had a girlfriend most of the time, so I never really thought anything of it.
Yeah, he saw a chance to get blown.
So he started to get, like, overly flirty and, like, really cross some lines. And I've always made it, like, really apparent that, like, I wasn't into him.
Mm.
But this past weekend, he wanted to get a drink with me to catch up.
Ugh.
And it ended up being, like, he wouldn't stop touching my leg. He wouldn't stop, like, trying to, like, kiss my cheek. It just got, like, shit got weird.
She doesn't sound into it.
He ended up having to leave because his girlfriend didn't know he was out with me.
Oh, the girlfriend's still there.
And she found out.
Of course.
Oh, she found out.
And understandably, she doesn't like me.
Of course. Of course not.
So I've tried to tell him, like, multiple times that it's just not going to happen.
Hmm.
And so I'm at a point where is there, like, what's the best way to let him know that this needs to stop or that, like, the friendship is going to? Do I really have, like, is there a nice way to do it? I don't know. Thanks so much. Bye.
It's a great question. There's so much here. You know, two guys sitting here. Three guys sitting here. We all winced along with this because we've been in these... We know where this guy is coming from. We know the disguise of friend that this guy is wearing and what he's doing. What do you think?
Oh, I mean, yes, very good question. All right, so why did she go out and have a drink with him? It wasn't a catch up. I mean, like, she likes attention. This guy's giving her attention.
Yeah.
This guy has a girlfriend. She knows that, but she still goes out with him? That's not.
I think she wants, I don't want to put the blame on her because I agree with it. She's got to see what's going on here. She can't be oblivious. You know, this guy's got a girlfriend. Why is he texting you? Why is he looking to catch up? Girls get put in this situation a lot where they have to, like, where a guy will be like, no, we're just catching up. And it's like, guys don't do things generally to not, like, guys are driven by money and blowjobs.
So let me put it in perspective like this, okay? So you have gay friends, right?
Yeah.
So if you went out with one of your gay friends and all of a sudden he started touching on your leg,
you'd
give him a hard no.
Yeah.
And you would stand by that no.
Yeah.
That's what she needs to do. It's got to be a hard.
But she said she already did it. Like, when's the, you know, here's the thing that what this guy has done, I know what this guy's done. Because what he did, the fact that he's still with the girlfriend says everything to me.
Mm.
She is the break from his girlfriend. She is the adventure from his girlfriend. And he's worked out the lie with his girlfriend enough that it is not weird for them to hang out anymore. Like, the girlfriend doesn't like her, but he probably has this whole thing worked out with his girlfriend where it's like, that's my friend. You don't want me to have friends? And he, you know what I mean? Like, he's worked out this lie with his own girlfriend enough that he can still pursue this other girl. So when she sees texts on his phone, like, this is an easy, like, if a new girl came along, he wouldn't be able to explain this new girl. He has this weird lie that he has given to his girlfriend, so it makes him able to pursue this girl in this way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying. It's very smart. Also, I think you're right. You are right. I don't think that, obviously, this guy is the villain in this story.
Yeah. But I'm saying he has, when guys are in relationships and they maybe, what he's doing is a version of cheating, even though he hasn't cheated yet.
What, it's his
but friend's, you're the only cheat option he has.
It's also his friend's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. So this, like, guy's scum.
this
guy, he's never been your friend.
Oh,
that's what
boy.
I'm.
He could have been working them to break up.
I mean, he's probably.
Yeah.
What's he telling the friend? If I'm this girl, what do you need him for? Do you really need his friendship? Because it's not real friendship.
No.
The only way to get away from this dude is to cold turkey. Because guys see the opening. We're animals and we go for it in a way that's a little uncomfortable. Like, this is uncomfortable to me. This voicemail. She sounds uncomfortable.
I also wonder a little bit, like, because I want to know more about her ex.
Sure.
And maybe she's just trying to keep that connection alive.
Yeah, and maybe just the keeping the connection alive is being around friends of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think she has any interest in this guy, but I think there has to be some reason why.
Going back to the well. I think this will just be a waste of time. Anything, and also he's going to come back at you with lies.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
He will never look at you and go, yeah, I've been trying to fuck you for 4 years.
No.
That's why we got, no, I wanted drinks to catch up. Sorry, I must have grazed your leg by accident. Oh, I was a little drunk. He'll have excuse upon excuse upon excuse, and it will never be the reality, which is what you want. If he had looked at you and been like, yeah, I've been after you for years, if he had looked at you and was like, I want to get drinks tonight. I just want to tell you the truth. I like my girlfriend, but I've always wanted to fuck you. So that's why I want to get drinks. He could never say that. You wouldn't have gone.
No, no.
So he thought this little side path of catching up got him out of there, but he'll never leave her for you. He'll never be friends with you for real. So there's no reason to keep up this weird connection.
I don't think she wants it. I think she just wants maybe a shoulder to lean on.
Yeah. Go find a new shoulder.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This is a different one. How many times can you be on again, off again?
Oh.
JTrain, please take me for a ride in your train and give me some words of wisdom. I'm 25, female. I'm an 8'6"9. Face, body, personality, guys or girls can use it. 8'6"9. She actually wrote by accident 8'96" and then re-emailed in. And she wrote, I'm an 8'6"9. I don't have a horrible personality, not to feather my own non-existent balls. So that's funny. I like her. And I'm sure her body's way better. I'm sure she's cute. Okay. I've been seeing this guy on and off for about a year now. About 3 months ago, he broke up with me because he didn't see it getting more serious. He has told me before he's scared of commitment and has never dated a girl before, so he's scared. There's so many dude tricks going on with that voicemail and this email. He's 26, and before me, he said he hadn't kissed a girl in over a year. A few weeks ago, we added each other back on Snap, and about a week after that, he sent me a Snapchat saying he called his date my name and was no longer on a date, which turned into a long conversation about how he still thinks about me. He didn't try to get back together with me. A week after, we ended up running into each other, and he tells me that he thinks about me whenever he's on dates with other girls and how they're never as fun as our dates are. He tells me how much he misses me, and if he even thinks about me when he masturbates. Oh man, this guy went low.
It was real romantic right until then.
Hey. So Lisa, I've been thinking about you. You think about you on all my dates. Oh, do you? I think about you all the time. Yeah. Even, you know, yesterday I was fixing the car. I thought about you then. I also masturbated. Thought about you then. I was talking to my mom. Thought about you then. Such a weird throw-in.
Hey, good for him for honesty.
I feel like it's so funny the way... Do we have a phone thing? Like calling on the phone? Hey, ring, ring.
But yeah,
I was thinking about you.
At what point in the conversation did you reveal that one?
I was mid-fucking jerk. And you came up.
I went to that pizzeria we had our first date at. Oh, man, I was
Oh, he was drunk when he said this. The next day, sober, he tells me that he does it whenever he sees... he tells me that he does think there's more between us and sees something serious, but doesn't want to get back together because he doesn't want to disappear on me again. He's done this before and has admitted he does it whenever it seems we're getting serious. I agree. We'll see what happens when he texts me that day, which I wasn't expecting. I don't hear from him Monday, but while out to dinner with a friend, I see him walk by on a date. It didn't look like a first date, and he saw me. I texted him about it, and he said, I know we're going to date other people, but I want to leave the door open, but was surprised to see he was dating someone, and he never responded. All my friends say I'll hear from him again, but I'm not sure. So basically what happened was this guy gets drunk, tells her he masturbates to her. Then the next day, he tells me that he does think there's more between us but doesn't want to get serious. Then she sees him on another date, and then the friends are telling her that she'll hear from him. I really like this guy, maybe even love him. No, you don't. I actually thought he was going to tell me he loved me the next morning. What?
But he just said he jerked off to me again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now it's been radio silence. I saw him and sent him that text. I know I seem like an idiot and should move on, but I really see a future with him. I feel like he doesn't have a lot of prior experience and wants to see what's out there before settling down. I'd give more details, but I've already written you a novel. Oh, J-Train, please give me your magical words of wisdom. What do you think? Listen, thank you for emailing in. We've laughed because we love.
We laugh at him, not you.
We're laughing at him because he's pulling a lot of moves.
Even some I don't think I would pull. He's pulling something, Jay.
Yes. He's pulling his dick while he thinks of her.
Well, I do like her. She seems very sweet. I think we do know the answer here, and that's she's got to go radio silence on him. She's got to give him a real come to Jesus moment. You know, just cut him off hard cut off. And if he comes around and he's really persistent about it, you know, then you could. But right now, it's really on his time.
Yeah, I have theories about on again, off agains.
You don't. You can't do that either. That's tough also because it's kind of like driving in a car with a dead body in the trunk.
Okay.
And you just, neither one of you is trying to talk about it.
Yeah. It's
good dinner, right?
Yeah, we didn't break up two months ago.
Yeah.
I think my theory with on again, off agains is you can only get to where you got to before. It's like a video game where there's one level you can't beat and you'll never beat it. Mm. I think he will get to a certain point. If he didn't see it with you, you know, it's like running up a mountain. If you get to a certain point and then you give up and you're like, I'll try again tomorrow, you're never going to get over that mountain. You're going to be too tired. You can't get, I think this is doomed. This will never work. She says she's in love with, she's expecting him to call. She expected after the texting him that you saw him on a date to text you that he loves you. You got to fucking, and I'm talking right to her because we can't control his boat. We can say to her, she can look inward. You can't look outward. You can't sit there and wait for this guy. There are things she likes about him. I don't like, and I think maybe they'll get back together, but he'll never get over the hump of being like, this is the one, because he'll always be looking for the better train.
So here's my prediction is that if she cuts him off and goes cold turkey on him,
yeah,
he's going to lose his mind because he's now lost whatever power or interest that he had over
her.
And then he's going to be pursuing her very hard. And then if they do get back together, I don't know.
But here's the thing. She says in this email, and this is very telling to me, when guys break up because they can't commit and then they go on other dates, mm-hmm. She's seen him on other dates.
Sure, I believe
that. That means he's looking for better.
Yeah, because he still owns her. He knows that.
Yeah.
Like her soul. Like she's still very much waiting for him. So he's got that. He knows that. And by keeping contact, he's just keeping control of the situation.
But he's never, this guy's never going to be satisfied by her. He's always going to think, well, whatever, you know, he's out there on dates going, well, I keep thinking of her because he's ranking them against each other. That's not really how these things work. You have to be done with one to get to the next. So he's on this date going, well, Emily won that category or whoever her name is. You know, Jessica won that category or whatever won that category. And then getting to the end being like, well, the last one won. I'll text her tonight because just to let her know she's still winning. What's going to happen when he finds one that beats her?
That's why I say she's got to cut and run.
She's
right
got to cut. It's got to be over. And she writes in this, I feel, you know, feel like an idiot, whatever. Like, don't feel like an idiot. We've all been in these situations where we're like, well, maybe they're going to come back to me because you're great, but you're not great for this guy. It's just not going to be this guy ever.
Oh, I've been there.
We've all been there.
I've been on the wrong side of this
game. And listen, I've thought of a lot of people while I masturbate. That doesn't mean love. Yeah, I've thought of people that I've gotten done masturbating. I've been done masturbating thinking of someone I know and been like, whoo, dodge that bullet. Happy it happened up here and not in real life. How many times have you done that?
Too many.
That's what I'm saying. This guy masturbates about her because he doesn't have, because when he's done, he doesn't have to be next to her and he can go on the date that night to see if there's a better chick. And that's real talk. Bitches. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Ooh, this is a good one. We got a lot of women ones, and I like it because we got a very male energy in here. We got you. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Ryan Reese. @RyanReese. Google Ryan Reese, Seth Meyers. You're going to love the set. So funny.
Oh, I close on a story about a girl breaking up with me.
There you go.
So there you go.
Boyfriend can't get over me sleeping with his close friend.
Oh, what?
This is great. These are great emails. Greetings, Jared. Virtually feather your nuts. Congratulations on the huge success of the podcast. Can't get enough of your witty humor, canon feedback on modern day dating issues. I look forward to tuning in every week. Came up the hard work. Thank you. Been having a little issue with my boyfriend recently. I was hoping you could help me out. Your wise ancestral wisdom. Let's call him Jake. For backstory, Jake and I met in college, actually a semester abroad in Italy, just like you, J-Train. We were only friends throughout college and hung out with the same group of friends, running with the same crowd, leading to each of us hooking up with each other's best friends. After college, we lost contact, lived on different sides of the country. Fast forward 5 years, and Jake and I reconnected over social media, Snapchat, so millennial of us, LOL. We all decided to plan a friends reunion trip to Nashville. Sounds great. At the time of this trip, wasn't sure what our status was. I ended up hooking up with his friend and not him on the trip. I know this sounds horrible, very horrible, but to keep in mind, we definitely weren't talking, in quotes, at the time, and we were actually very intoxicated. I get it.
It happened.
It happened.
It happened.
I mean, none of that doesn't make sense.
Nope.
It's not, and this is a little bit, you know, she calls him Jake in this. Mm. It's a little bit his fault.
He should have stepped up.
He should have stepped up. He obviously had other things on his mind.
Yeah.
And guys will do this. You go on a trip like this.
Terrible.
I've been on so many trips where I'm like, okay, this is the one I'm hooking up with. And then I get on the trip, I'm like, and I start being like drunk, and I'm talking to a girl that doesn't really like me, and I'm like, food, and then I end up eating pizza.
Oh, boy.
And that's how it, and I've chosen pizza over sex so many fucking times. So Jake is probably having, you know, dry rub barbecue in Nashville while this chick is like, I'm fucking sitting here wet, and she goes off with some other guy, and that's Jake's fault.
I tell you what, dry rub barbecue, I have masturbated to that before.
It's the name of the site you go to.
Yeah.
We weren't talking at the time, which is all very toxic. After Nashville, Jake and I kept in contact and started communicating more and more, and ultimately decided to give this long-distance relationship a shot. Again, classic Jake. This guy doesn't... He's fucking himself at every turn, right?
Jake the snake.
Jake the snake can't get a snake touched. Right? This is a pussy dude move. And this is why I don't feel bad for him. And I know she wrote in being like, I'm with this boyfriend and he's mad at me, whatever. But pussy Jake couldn't make it happen on the trip. And the only way he could make it happen was via text because he never had to see her facial expressions. So he fucked himself.
I'm also curious about the fact that he's interested in her and he knows that his friend hooked up with her.
I mean, I get that.
It's a weird thing to, like, and what his motivation is. Do you know what I mean? Like, so she's hooked up with one of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, my next move isn't like, well, I'll text her tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're done.
I mean, he got in touch before the trip. They planned the trip. They go on the trip. He fucks himself. And then friend, you know, Joey Big Cock moves in, his chick.
Joey Big Cock.
And then he leaves the trip because he wasn't man enough to do it on the trip. He chose pizza over sex, dry rib, you know, barbecue over sex. Then he gets off the trip and he goes back to his, you know, his blankie social media. Right, Shelby?
He's the worst. How old is he?
I don't know, but I get it. I know the message between the lines because I've been Jake the Fake. We're calling him Jake the Fake. That's a good one, Jared.
Fake out.
Jake the Fake. I've been that guy. I've also been Joey Big Nuts. Mm. And I've also been her.
Mm. Really?
I'm playing all the parts.
Oh,
all
right. It's a one-man show.
A few months ago, Jake... So ultimately decided to give the long-distance relationship a shot. A few months ago, Jake landed his dream job in my state, made the move across the country. We are now more serious than ever, and our relationship has been great. I truly think he's the one for me.
Wow.
We just trashed him a lot. Wow. We have joked that if we were to get married, we would have both hooked up with someone in our wedding party.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Here's the issue. Jake has recently expressed how much it bothered him that I slept with his close friend. Yeah, because...
Close friend.
Yeah, hey. Because you were... He set you up to hook up with him on that trip. But it was Jake the Fake's fault, not your fault. He told me he thinks about it frequently, has been losing sleep over it. Side note, his ex of 4 years has been with another one of his close friends and briefly dated his cousin after they split.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So this is all
this play. This is a pattern.
Jake the Fake. We're learning why he had the confidence issues while in Nashville.
Something going on with Jake.
She writes in quotes, or in parentheses, trash, LOL. I understand that the past needs to stay in the past, but that's harder than said than done when his friend is always going to be a part of our lives.
Ooh.
Although his friend lives states away, we see him every few times this summer for weddings. My question is, what can I say to Jake to help him get over this feeling? Any advice on how to handle this situation would be greatly appreciated. I have good advice and I have bad advice for this lady who wrote in me, and I'm very thankful for the email. It's funny and it's interesting. And it's something that's pertinent to this life because, listen, people, we all have pasts. We're all going to be having sex with someone. I think I've had better sexual relationship with girls than I've discussed my past girls with. Like, I think I'm, like, closer. I end up having better sex with the girls I'm with when they're, like, you know, it's kind of hot to me when they're like, oh, she was cute. Ugh, she like you could have done better than her. Wow, she was out of your league. Like, that conversation's hot. But that's different than, yeah, and she's going to be at her wedding.
Right. My question for you was, have you ever dated a girl that has slept with one of your close friends? And you've had to deal with that.
I've dated a girl who has slept with a guy I knew. And it weighed on me a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did have that moment of like, am I going to have to think of this forever?
Yeah. That's
like, am I going to have to know? And, you know, it does seem like this relationship's moving forward, but everything that we said before we got to the part that he moved to her home state is true. He did. This was his fault. He didn't fuck you in Nashville. It's his. The way he acted, where he got in touch with you on social media. Then you plan the trip. He's going to have his big in-person moment. He doesn't make the move. Johnny Big Cock makes the move. He goes back and picks you up again over social media. That's because he had confidence issues. That wasn't your problem. You didn't do anything wrong. Mm. And I think this is this guy, Jake the Fake, is angry at himself because he has this past. And we know he has confidence issues directly because of people sleeping with people that are close to him in the past. So this isn't all like, you know, we're trashing him. But at the same time, like, it's reasonable that he would have these confidence issues.
You know, it's a very tough situation. I think I'm trying to put myself in those shoes now. All right.
I have an answer that's not very mature.
I don't know, dude. If this was me, you know, like, I have a, you know, my ego is too big. If this is me, like, if I see a girl and she's interested in someone else, if I even get a whiff of that, I'm like, oh yeah. I don't bat second. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
That's not how that goes.
And I bail from that fight.
Immediately.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, yeah, go. Have fun.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm not, no hate, but it's just, I'm not.
Do you think that's a confidence thing? Like, I would love, like, I'm a guy who would love to be dumped. Like, do you think that's a confidence thing? Because I'm just
is
like
that dumping. No.
Dump me. But I'm saying, like, even if a girl, even if I was with a girl and she was like, I kind of want to leave you for a friend, I'd be like, well, peace, good riddance, never speaking to both of you again. Like, I would just be like, good to know.
So if I saw them hooking up in front of me, that would be one thing. But if I think a girl's giving attention to another guy and not me, then I'm like, oh, that okay.
Yeah.
If that's what you want,
have fun with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compete here.
It's not even about competing. It's like, yeah. I'm not going to sit there and like try to sweat you so you come back to me. It's like, you make your choices and that's fine.
Sure. Have you ever had dated a girl hooked up with your friend?
I'm thinking about it now. I mean, I have definitely dated some girls with some history.
Yeah.
And actually, I kind of prefer it.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? I am a big fan of a girl who is not shy. But I don't think that is hooked up with one of my close friends, no.
Here's what she should do. She loves this guy.
She
obviously likes this guy. There's only one way out. I don't know if this is great advice,
I like where this is going.
I think she needs to tell him that it wasn't that great a sex.
I was thinking something completely different.
Oh. What were you thinking?
I thought you were going to say he's got to sleep with one of your friends.
No.
Yeah.
He already has.
No, him, Jake.
Jake the Fake is already hooked. They said they would have people in their wedding parties.
Oh, that they both did.
You need to lie to him and just let him know that it wasn't great. It was a weird hookup.
Oh.
Tell him it was a weird hookup.
It's not Big Cock Joe. It's Small Cock Joe.
Small Cock Joe.
Small Cock Joe.
Your cock is bigger. You gotta lie to him. You gotta let him know. Listen. It's twofold. You gotta let them know, listen, man, I love you and I'm into you, and that happened, and I think, and if you had made the move, I would have been with you on that trip.
Every time it gets brought up, she's gotta be like, ugh, gross.
Ugh. You gotta really put on
why
that.
Why are you doing, ugh, I can't, ugh.
Just stop, it's so gross. I every time I think about it, I get weirded out.
Uh-huh.
Do the thing where you kind of hug yourself. You know when girls like hug themselves where they touch. I'm doing it. It's tough for radio.
He's doing it right now.
Like when you like go, like when you. It's
like you're shivering.
Like you're shivering. You're hugging yourself while shivering and you're just going, ugh, every time I. And like kind of shake your body like you're coming, like you did with Big Cock Joe.
Oh.
But you know, do that body shake where you go, ugh, every time I think about it, I get like weirded out. Guys, nothing makes a guy. No, like being called creepy and weird, guys feel that. We don't feel ugly. We don't feel annoying. We don't feel not hot. creep, the words creepy and weird and skeeved out, those are words that connect with men. So if you go, if every time this guy comes up, the next time it comes up, and he brings up and he says, I think about it, just be like, ugh, it just, I just get so like weirded out every time I think. It wasn't even like a fun, it wasn't even good. And then, you know, hug yourself while you're doing it. And let him feel, you know, even if it was the best sex of your life, which I'm not saying you should say to him.
No, no.
But if you give him like that, like visual, I think it's going to help you out. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored people. Oh, I'm wearing them right now. MeUndies. MeUndies. I love what they sent me. They sent me a couple pairs. They, you know what they asked me? They're like, what do you like? I get the wackiest pair of underwear.
Okay.
Because if you take your pants off in front of a girl, this is to men, but also women. If you take off your, guys don't care about lingerie as much as you may think. We just like that there was some sort, if I see personality in your underwear, I'm going to notice that more than I'm going to notice lacy bullshit. Lacy Chabert.
Depends on where you are in the relationship.
What do you think?
I think lingerie is perfectly fine down the
road. It's fine. You know, but whatever. But MeUndies will ask you, you know, what you want out of your underwear.
It's for men?
And women.
All right.
They got it all. And they're super, super comfortable. And you know what it is? If I was dating a girl that was wearing these, I'd be like, I would want to like touch her, feel her on a Saturday in bed. That's what they feel like on me. Like if I felt them in a, you know, like remember t-shirt sheets?
Yep.
That's kind of what the underwear feel like. They feel like you're wearing very comfortable t-shirt sheets. And if I had, if I was like, you know, spooning a chick and she had t-shirt sheet underwear, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off it. And they have cool designs. They got all, and listen, here's what they do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I don't know if that matters.
Mm.
Anytime I hear 100% guaranteed, you can send them back. I'm like, oh, I got to fucking send them back. That's not one of those things that matters to me personally, but it might matter to you.
It's a nice guarantee.
But here's what matters to me. Free money. Do you like free money?
Love free money.
Papa JT is about to give you some. Okay. For any first time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 20% off and free shipping.
Wow.
That's money in your pocket.
20% off.
I'm going to give you 20% off and free shipping for first-time purchases of MeUndies. MeUndies is so sure you're going to love their underwear, they offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. Again, not the biggest deal to me, because then I got to go to fucking FedEx and UPS and send it back and put the thing on the thing. If you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund. I know you're going to love them. I'm pretty positive. Because I'm wearing them right now. I got the banana ones on. Big bananas all over.
I got them on too.
Do you really? The banana ones?
No, the black ones.
Oh, you went, so you went sleek.
I mean, I've been a fan of them for years.
But I'm saying, but they give you a choice. When they sent us, you can do like a,
oh, yeah,
a personality poll and let them know what type of person you are. Shelby is more, you know, Batman. I'm more the Riddler.
Exactly.
That's so I'm wearing the banana ones. There's a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. You got to do it. I mean, also, your underwear sucks. If you're a guy listening, I know they suck.
Yeah.
If there were holes in it, and women judge you based off your underwear, I got wacky ones. Girls are like, oh, this penis is going to be interesting.
Well, you put some thought into it. Most of the time, we're not putting any thought into it.
20% off the pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on. To get your 20% off first pair, free shipping, 100% guaranteed, satisfaction guaranteed, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. 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 Yeah, Shelby?
They also have like shirts, your sleepwear pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun stuff.
Oh, I got to get into those. I'm a big sweat shorts to bed guy. They got those? I shouldn't bring up a product that I don't know sure that they
have. Yeah.
I mean, even if they don't, you could fashion yourself some.
I know that the underwears are so comfortable that whatever they're doing, they have you in mind.
I support them 100%.
MeUndies.com/JTrain. MeUndies.com/JTrain. Get on it. 20% off. 100% satisfaction guarantee. First time buyers, get in on that. Ryan Reese, @RyanReese on Twitter, RR Comedy on Instagram, JTrain. First, of course, Feather. Backstory. Recently matched with a girl on Tinder. After realizing a few similar interests and good back and forth, we're looking to grab drinks and the take the conversation online. Offline. Issue. I know for a fact I'll be moving to another city in August for grad school. Me pulling a Sean Hannity, I have not disclosed this. This guy got topical.
I know. I like that.
Question. Is there an etiquette for using dating apps when one knows they won't be around in the near future? I genuinely would like to meet up with this girl, but if there's a connection, I am a dick for pursuing, knowing I'm not sticking around. I know I'm not trying to get into anything serious, but I also don't want to be a hermit for the next 3 months. Any advice you can give is always greatly appreciated. What do you think?
I think you roll the dice. I think you do it.
Go for it.
You know what? I mean, like, we have transportation, trains, planes. Yeah. If the job's that good, maybe you're flying her to you.
Also, listen to the past emails.
Yeah.
This is going to be hot to a woman. Mm. You're the one that can't be tamed. You're the guy going away. This is a project. This is a part of your story. Also, you're aspiring for better. You're going to grad school. You're trying to get better. You're trying to make more money. Everything about this. People want to be with mobile, upward moving people.
And you're leaving, which means, you know, she might be like, hey, I can just have some fun with this guy.
Maybe she's looking for the same thing you're looking for.
He's gone.
Your responsibility is not the other person's body. That's a bad way to put it in these, you know, Me Too times, but you're not responsible. Darwinism is a thing. Survival of the fittest. We are all here because we're fit enough. Whoever you meet,
fit enough.
Whoever you meet has lived to this day without you, and they will live on beyond you. So that does not mean you coming into their life and maybe having a problem where you're moving away, they're not going to crumble up and go down a sewer drain. They're going to be just fine, and they're going to live on, and maybe they might be mad at you, but you'll be better off in the hindsight of life. You guys will both be better off for having met and moved on from each other or stayed together.
Or so she's so good. On the date. What if she's so good, he doesn't go to grad school?
This is what I'm saying.
He drops out of school for this woman.
This is, we're looking, there's a lot of people now. And I think this is part, I don't know if this is new, but I watch it with myself and with a lot of people in my life where they're like, they're tiptoeing into life. Mm. And they don't want to make mistakes because every mistake is very public now. Uh-huh. You know, we all have our own PR things, and you might put the girlfriend picture out there. And then what if I put the girlfriend picture out there and we break up? What if grandma had balls? Then she'd be grandpa. It doesn't fucking matter. You have to go into these things. We got to start charging ahead a little bit more while thinking, but also like this guy, you're sitting there being like, should I go on the date? Is it bad of me? No, you're not a bad person. I think we're all like convinced that we're all evil now too. That like, dude, you go on a date with her and you say to her, yeah, I'm going to grad school in August. That's because I want to make my life better for when I have a family, if and when. Not because you're running away from her. We have to look at ourselves and go, am I acting honestly? Am I acting for good?
You know what I notice a lot of also lately is if you see a couple out together, you speak to them, hey, sure. You know, are you guys on a date? Guys are very hesitant to say it's a date.
Oh, very hesitant.
Like, we're just hanging out or whatever. Like, very, like, just for a date?
Yeah.
A date? Like, just say it's a date. Declare this is a date.
It's weird. No one wants it. We're all the tapas generation. Just tasting small plates. We don't want to commit to anything.
But even the night. The night.
Listen, I've been there. I've been there. Hey, we'll meet up late night maybe.
Oh, boy.
Story of my fucking life. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Oh, this is a good one. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do this one, then we'll do a voicemail. Right, Shelby? Ryan Reese. I love this title. Ready? This is fucking serious. Hoping your Jewish wisdom saves my marriage.
Okay.
This is a serious one. Hey, J-Train, Feather. I've been a fan since I was sitting in high school listening to the very first TFM podcast, and now I need your help. So, wait a minute. They got married young.
How old?
He was in high school when the first TFM podcast came out. How long ago was that? 5 years?
Yeah, it's been the last five.
Wow. My wife and I have been going through some struggles lately. She never gives me attention. When I come home from work, she barely acknowledges me or welcomes me home. No affection whatsoever. Our sex life is barely alive at once a month, and I can't handle it anymore. When we do have sex, it's amazing, but it's not often enough. I'm as unhappy as I can possibly be. I try everything I can to make things better, and I feel like I've given her the world. She used to say she didn't feel good about herself because of her body. She was pretty flat-chested. I don't think this email is going to make her feel any better. So I bought her new boobs.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. I don't like... I like this guy. I'm happy he came here with his questions. But there's words in this email so far that are just very transactional to me.
Well, I mean, he could have said, you know, she was feeling a little bit low self-esteem and she wanted to get plastic surgery, you know, and I was in support of it.
Yeah.
He could have worded it differently, but...
And I don't know if he's writing for comedic effect or not, but I'm saying even the way this is written, I'm under... It doesn't feel like a marriage. Like a... what's that, Shelby?
She felt bad about her tits.
Right? Doesn't it sound like that a little bit? Yeah, she's pretty flat chested, so I bought her some new tits. Sound like he fucking got her a new bumper. Right?
Yeah. It's like, this is someone you care about?
Yeah, this is... She used to say that she didn't feel good about herself because of her body, and he put in parentheses she was pretty flat chested. So I bought her new boobs because she said that would help her feel more feminine and a couple months back. Didn't help. I worked my ass off to pay our bills so she can work her shitty bank job barely making $30,000 a year because she enjoys it. See, this is...
Yeah, I like this email.
It's very honest.
It's getting real. It's getting real.
I've talked to her about all this, and she always says she's going to work her hardest to change, fix things on her end, but nothing ever happens. I'm sick and tired of begging for attention. I don't want a divorce because I really do love her, and our whole lives are built together. We bought a house together, cars together, so even if we did split it, it would be a huge deal. I want to make this work, but how do I fix this? I feel like I've tried everything, spontaneous dates, cleaning the house so she doesn't have to, making sure I'm there to listen to her and make her feel emotionally connected, everything. And I don't think she's cheating on me. Is there anything else I can do, or do I admit defeat? Is it a classic case of we're both great people but not great together? Thanks in advance. He also sent, I mean, I got to say, this is interesting. What do you think?
I like how he's like, yeah, we bought a car together, we bought a house together, we bought tits together. So, you know, if the divorce happens, I don't know what happens.
They're also so young.
He sounds like there's a lot of other things going on there, too. It doesn't sound like it's just the sex. For him, it's sex. But I feel like there's some money issues. Her shitty bank job.
I don't like, well, the way he describes her job, it sounds like, and like this, listen, nobody wants to be made to feel like they're owing somebody something.
Right.
And that's kind of what it feels like. It feels like you're being like, well, where's my attention? I get you this. I get you that. I get you this. You're staying in your job because you enjoy it. And I let that happen. And it's like, dude, this is less, you know, this is very not, it doesn't sound like a loving thing. It sounds like you're keeping score in this relationship. He gave his Instagram, and I'm looking through the pictures. They're very young. I mean,
how are the, you know,
how are the
house in the car? How's the house in the car?
How are the new friends?
The big deposit.
The big. They look. I mean, she went size appropriate. It looks like.
Oh man, they are young.
Right?
Yeah.
And listen, I'm saying when they got together, they got together in high school, how many years ago has this podcast been going on? 5 years?
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, he listened to the first podcast while in high school. Let's say he was a senior.
So he's, you know, max 23.
Max. And he's married. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying you can't get married at that age. I'm saying that it's not crazy to think that you two rushed into this because you needed support from each other and emotionally you both, you know, were afraid of the outside world and you were like, let's just fucking dig in and be together and whatever.
Yes, but I, all right, so just because he's so young, you have to really kind of give him a little leeway on his language in terms
of
like,
I'm giving him leeway.
Yeah, he's too immature to really like, of course he's going to say flat chested. Of course he's going to say, and he's probably got a lot of resentment. He's working hard. But it doesn't make her the villain, but it sounds like they have a lot of other issues that aren't necessarily sex-related.
Yeah. I think here's the advice I'll give to him. It doesn't. I think it's tough. Like, you can't tell. Like, I'm not going to tell them to get a. Here's what I'll say to you. Okay,
they're, they're both good looking.
Both good looking people.
Both good looking people.
Also, there's some aspirational things. He's got a YouTube page. Like, I'm on the whole thing.
you're invested.
I'm really invested. He does a lot of, you know, it seems like he wants to be something of a personality, okay? And if you want to create stuff, and maybe you guys are together because you both are into creating stuff, but maybe that's, you know, something that's taking you away from other stuff, from being together. Here's what I'll say to you. I have friends who have gotten divorced, and here's the wrong reason to not get divorced, okay? Cars and houses. That when you bring up, when you say in your email, and I think he should really honestly take a serious look at divorce, because what I'm saying to him, you don't have kids. So that is one thing. Right now, I had a friend that used to, that was a divorce lawyer, always described as when there's a divorce without kids, it's a fancy breakup. So it's just a fancy breakup at this point. And it can, and kids aren't going to fix these issues. If you, and you have to keep these things on you. If you're not feeling like the person in your house is emotionally supporting you enough, then that needs to be put out there. And if they say, they come back at you with, this is the best I'm going to do, then maybe the connection's off. And anytime you look at the body of work of a relationship, I've done this, where I've looked at relationships that I've been in and I've been like, all right, well, I'll start bringing up other reasons for why we shouldn't break up that are nothing to do with the relationship. A car, a house has nothing to do with the relationship. We built our whole lives together. You do love her. I'm not saying you don't, but you can have love for people that you've let out of your life.
Well, also because they're so young, like how much of a life have you, you know, it's very new. You don't even know.
And what you're going to do is you're going to take it out on her. It seems like you're giving her shit for things that you're not doing. I'm not getting attention, so I bought you those new tits. Like, I don't know. I just think the only advice I can give is never make staying in the relationship about the accessories to the relationship. So I've done this where I've been with someone. I'm like, well, what do my friends think? Oh, we share all these friends. That doesn't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. We share a house. That doesn't fucking matter. Oh, we like, you know, what will I do? I'll lose. You know, we like to do this together. That doesn't fucking matter. What matters is just the relationship. Does this person make me feel better about myself every time I'm with them? And if that's the case, keep going. But if it's the same with problems are the same as the good things and the problems are the same. If your problems are outside the relationship, then you should stay in the relationship. If your if your connections are outside of the relationship, that's not a reason to stay in it. Does this all make sense to people here?
I say double down. Have a kid. It's going to fix everything.
My other piece of advice, do not have a fucking kid.
Have two kids. Get a dog. Do something.
Let's do a hypothetical, then an email. Ready? Quick hypothetical. Oh, I don't even know how I'd answer this question. It's kind of weird. How many modern era tanks with unlimited ammo and fuel would it take to defeat the Roman Empire in a war? I think one.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like, you sure you were emailing the right podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. Where did he bring this shit to? Let's do a voicemail.
Hi, Jared. This is Alex. I'm a big fan, avid listener. I'm in Chicago, and I'll be at your show and at your podcast.
Both. Thanks, buddy.
The question is about me and my girlfriend. We've been together for a year now. She's also a fan. And she won't let me go to the bathroom while she's in the bathroom. It wouldn't be that big of an issue, except that we live together and we only have one bathroom and we kind of have the same schedule in the mornings and such and whatnot. I don't know if you could maybe, I don't know if there's any words of enlightenment that you could give to her. I just don't think that this is such a big deal. especially when you're this close together and in a relationship for a year and you live in the same place. I don't know. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to be in Chicago. Bye.
Dude, thanks for coming to the Chicago shows. I love this question because he's basically, they both listen to the podcast. It's pretty obvious. So he's like, okay, let's bring it to the tribunal. You know, let's bring this bathroom issue. And because it's like one of those issues that they shouldn't break up because of it. They'll never break up because of it. But he's wondering, what do other people think of this fight? You know, these relationship fights where you're like, you ever been in a fight with someone? You're like, I'm not crazy. But then you're like, I need someone else.
A third party. Sure.
Nimesh Patel has a great joke about this. But what do you think?
The battle for the throne? Boy, I mean, you know, I've lived with women before. You know, I'm sure once or twice, probably when I was drunk, I may have had to share that space with the woman I was dating. But you know, like you gotta, I think in terms of the bathroom and women, you know, you kind of gotta play by their rules. If they're like, hey, this is my space and my time, you know, you're like, all right, I guess I'm going to a gas station. That's just, you're the guy. Grab your paper, walk down the block.
I think what he's asking for, I think it's two-way street.
I don't think he wants to brush his teeth. I think when she's in the shower, he wants to take a deuce.
Yeah, well, there's part of me that thinks he wants the sexiness of this. Like, the idea that he could come in steamy, brush his teeth, look at her in the shower, get a little look-see.
Oh, I think that's fine, but I don't think that's what he's talking about.
I know that's not what he's talking about, but I think when you put restrictions on, like, who goes in at what time, who goes in at what other time, it kind of adds this layer. Like, from his perspective, I'm going to give her perspective in a second, but I think from his perspective, it's like, hey, let's just open the doors. We'll live like two hipsters, and we're just, you know, boobs everywhere all the time, penis, balls, everything. And he wants to just walk in the bathroom to brush his teeth while she's in the shower.
I don't agree with where, if that was the case, I'd be like, okay, that's not a problem, but I don't think that's the issue. Who would ever be like, no, you can't brush your teeth while I'm in the shower?
Well, if that's the case, so this is what I'm saying. If he wants to come in and take a dump.
Yes, he does. He wants to share that
he's
space.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to smell poop
nope.
while they're in a shower. That's the worst that can smell. You ever fart in the shower? It's awful. Shelby?
I took it as, you know, he can't do the, like, she's showering, he comes in, even just pees or whatever.
I think pee's okay. Brushing teeth is okay, unless he had asparagus. I think brushing teeth is okay if she's in the shower. I think from her angle, she doesn't want him walking in on her while she's pooping.
That's fair, too.
I think that's the fear she has. I think she's saying, if I leave it open while I'm in the bathroom all the time, she doesn't want to have an open door policy for all bathroom times. Because what it does is it makes her have to have her announcing poops.
Yep.
If there's a door open policy when she's not pooping, then the door is locked when she is pooping, which is a tough thing for her.
Let's not remove the mask, if you will.
Yeah.
Let's leave the veil.
Let's
on.
Leave a little bit of anonymity and sexiness to this one. I think they both want a certain level of sexiness in a different way. He wants the sexiness of her in the shower, I brush my teeth.
So
she wants the sexiness of, I don't want you to know when I'm fucking taking a dump.
I used to date a girl, and after I lived with her. I lived with her for 5 years. After I lived with her, she'd use the bathroom. She'd come out. She would spray perfume all the time. And
I go, hey.
Is your poop going on a date? Because it smells like shit and perfume in here.
Deuce by Calvin Klein. I'm a lady, but I want to poop. Sometimes. I would love like one of those like what's it called? Johnny Depp commercials for the cologne where he's out in the desert.
Oh, and he's
just
like,
him taking a shit.
Yeah, but it's like all mysterious. Like, you know, it's like, am I coming? Am I going?
Am I going? Is this a poop or a pee? I guess I'll never know. Deuce by Calvin Klein.
I don't know.
Get it at Macy's. I think he's got to let her drive the ship on this.
I agree. It's just what it is.
Her side of it is more important than his side of it. Because his side, the sexy he wants isn't allowed because it ruins the sexy she wants.
Exactly. She wants
the anonymity of her poops to be held up.
She wants to come out, and I'm still a lady.
Yeah. And if they've listened to this together, then all anonymity is gone. But I do appreciate the call. Ryan Reese, thank you for coming.
Hey, man, it was a hoot. Thanks for having me.
At Ryan Reese on Twitter and RR Comedy on Instagram. Go follow him. Go support him. Go look up his Seth Meyers set. So fucking funny. I'm tweeting it out right now as we speak. Get on it. Shelby, thank you for popping in, getting the email, the voicemails and everything. Should we give out that number again?
Yeah.
347-669-8252. 347-669-8252. At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
J Train Podcast is every Tuesday and Friday. We'll be back with a live episode from Chi-Town. Next episode, which is Friday, we'll be here next episode. Let me say episode 700 more times. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Boom.